The one-year anniversary of the Hamas attack on Israel was marked by President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as their Republican challengers Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, in a series of events ranging from silent prayer to partisan electioneering. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended a candlelighting ceremony at the White House, where they were joined by Associate Rabbi Aaron Alexander, who chanted a prayer for those killed on October 7th.
May they rest in peace. And we say amen. We're now going to light the Yahrzeit candle, the memorial candle, and then observe a moment of silence.
Biden himself did not speak, limiting his actions to lighting the candle and crossing himself. Meanwhile, another event took place over at the Naval Observatory, the Vice President's residence. There, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, spoke before planting a symbolic pomegranate tree. Harris talked about the 1,200 people massacred in the October 7th Hamas attack, and though she referred to relieving the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza, her focus was on Israel and U.S. policy.
And on this solemn day, I will restate my pledge to always ensure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself, and that I will always work to ensure the safety and security of the Jewish people here and around the world.
Back at the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre talked about U.S. policy, supporting a ceasefire in Gaza with the release of all hostages, and calling the U.S. commitment to Israel's security ironclad. In response to a question, she also talked about a U.S.-backed proposal for a 21-day ceasefire in Lebanon. It's a plan she says the U.S. will push for when the time is right.
There needs to be an agreement that allows civilians to safely return to their homes on both sides of the border over the long term. So we're going to be having regular consultations with the Israelis, with the Lebanese, and others regarding the right moment to press for such an agreement.
Some civil society groups, like the California chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, marked the year-long war with calls for an end to U.S. funding for the Israeli military. But there is no sign of that from federal officials. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller noted the grim anniversary in his briefing, talking about Hamas attacks launching a war that continues with tragic consequences for the Palestinian people. Outside the Biden administration, the Republican candidates for president and vice president marked the day in different and more overtly political terms. Ohio Governor J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential candidate, spoke at a Standing with Israel rally organized by the Philos Project, a group that promotes Christian engagement in the Near East. Luke Moon is the director of the Philos Project.
This is truly amazing to see so many people here. In May, I talked to my staff and I said, let's pull the permit for the mall in just so that the Hamas guys don't get it.
Moon introduced J.D. Vance, who said what the crowd has in common is that they want the good guys to win and the bad guys to lose. Vance's remarks took a partisan turn as he promised that when his running mate Donald Trump is president, he'll stop funding what he called anti-American and anti-Jewish radicals.
My friends, I know I speak for all of us in saying we will never forget October the 7th. We're going to reject anti-Semitism in our schools, reject it in our foreign policy, and if we do this the right way, we're going to reject it in the ballot box on November the 5th, 2024.
Former President Trump was scheduled to give his remarks at an event in Miami, but the remarks, scheduled for 3 p.m. California time, got pushed to 4:30, then 5 p.m., and still had not begun by news time. In any event, amid the prayers and politics, symbolism and electioneering, perhaps the longest lasting will be the pomegranate tree that Harris and her husband planted, a tree Harris says in Judaism symbolizes hope and righteousness.
It will remind us all not to abandon the goal of peace, dignity, and security for all. And it will remind us all to always have faith.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.